Over the last 4 years, the facilities here at the Annan Wildlife Observatory, about 30 miles southeast of Wrangell, have had a major makeover. The old brown-painted multi-level viewing deck at Annan Creek has been replaced with a single-level stained red cedar deck with a covered area at the back.
And I think that's astounding.
Wrangell really Ranger District Recreation Planner Tori Hauser says Petersburg-based Rainforest Contracting, who built the new deck, worked with a local artisan to construct the braces and dovetail woodwork.
I really like that it has this sort of artistic feel for being a recreation site on the forest. And I love that we used trees from the Tongass National Forest to construct it. So we did use our local resources.
The red cedar came from Icy Straits Lumber in Hoona on Chichagof Island.
We've done our final exams on this deck, and it is ready for business. And we are so excited to welcome all of our visitors this summer.
Hauser says the new deck has better viewing than the previous one that was built piecemeal, beginning in 1964. She says the outfitter guides that bring visitors to Annan were integral in the design process for the new deck.
They actually drew out a design, which is what we use. And they said, let's move that shelter back out of the way. So that's how we got the shelter moved back here. So you are now 8 feet closer to the creek and over this water. And we are now about 18 inches higher than we were previously. Another thing that's changed is that this deck is all one level, and the purpose of it was to maintain about the same footprint. And in fact, I think we're more condensed, but we have a lot more usable room.
The deck replacement process started in 2017 during maintenance to the former upper deck outhouse.
And our contractor went underneath the old deck and said, whoa, you know what? This thing is getting old and there's some problems. So we had him re-stabilize some of the old deck. But we said at that point, we really need to be thinking about getting a new deck here.
Hauser says the Wrangell Ranger District was lucky to be able to secure funding and have the process of replacing the deck move along relatively quickly. She attributes it to the growing popularity of the site and a drive to bring as many people as possible to Annan without disrupting the wildlife.
It's about 60 people for 52 days. That's that's what we're trying to do.
Biological technician Kaylee McCarthy says it's hard to know the exact bear population around Annan, but she guesses there are around 30 black and brown bears. That's a unique feature of the site. Black and brown bears aren't often spotted frequenting the same fishing holes.
And that's not to say, there's only 30, but I've, at least on our, we keep a sheet of how many bears, how many individuals we see per day, and I've had at least 30 a handful of times last season.
Annan has been a popular wildlife viewing site for a while, Hauser says, even before viewing decks were present. While doing archaeology work required by the State Office of Historic Preservation, contractors found a quarter from 1943. It'll be on display in a series of interpretive panels the Forest Service is working to put together about Annan history. The deck building process happened from March, when the snow cleared, through the beginning of June.
For the livelihood of so many people in Wrangell, it's really important to us. We were like, contractors, you have to get this done because these people are all depending on it.
McCarthy is one of the staff that rotate living at a float house at Annan Bay, monitoring bear activity, answering questions, and giving safety talks to Annan visitors. She says the new deck is a safer design, both for humans and for bears.
The old deck had wooden planks as the railing, where this one has these metal grating kind of, I guess, as the side, where some people might be like, oh, it looks more industrial, but you can see through the metal squares a lot better than you can see through planks of wood. And also one of the things we found ourselves telling a lot of people was, hey, don't put your foot through the railing.
With the higher single-level deck, McCarthy says she and her colleagues are interested to see how the bears' utilization of the space below the deck might change.
Will they just use it more as a passing because there's more room? It's less cave-like, but maybe they'll like it better. See how they... I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of fish scraps under it by the end of the season. A lot.
The deck replacement follows the revamping of the half-mile trail up to the viewing platform. Instead of boardwalk steps, it's now mostly gravel, Hauser says.
I think it's going to be a lot more accessible for folks with varying walking abilities. It's way more level and easier to get around.
Mostly replacing the old boardwalk trail with gravel cost just over $400,000, a project the Forest Service completed last fall.
We were able to fund the trail through fee dollars, which are the fee money that outfitter and guides pay, and that your $10 fee for coming here, and that pooled with other fees from the Tongass, we were able to pay for the trail work.
The deck was funded as a federal capital improvement project, clocking in at just under $1 million, Hauser says. For the next phase of the project, to replace the lower deck and build a new spiral staircase, the Wrangell Ranger District hopes to secure funding from the Great American Outdoors Act, or other federal infrastructure funding programs.
The next step is we would like to completely rebuild our lower platform. And in our design, it's slightly bigger and has two stories. And then the access is a spiral staircase that goes down from here. That's the idea. We have to put it out to bid and see if we can actually do it.
The fish camera and cameras at the Upper Falls won't be running this year. They're part of that second phase of the project.
You can see the fish swimming under, and then if you're really lucky, you can see a bear swimming to catch fish underwater, and that is awesome.
In addition to a new trail and viewing deck, the Wrangell Ranger District is also working through applications to increase outfitter guide permits for Annan. In total, 22 outfitter guides applied for expanded permits.
I think there were 9 new ones, so quite a few folks, new folks, trying to enter the game at Annan. And so it's really, I think it's going to be a challenging decision to try to figure out how to distribute a very limited number. It's only 1,350, I think, permits. And the request, so people were able to put in their maximum and their minimum bids. And for the maximum bid, it was like 5,500 requested. And for the minimum, it was like 2,500. So it's definitely going to be a hard decision.
Wrangell District Ranger Clint Coleridge hasn't made decisions yet about which outfitter guides will be allocated which permits, but those permits also won't go into effect until next season. On the late June day we visited the deck, there weren't any salmon visible in Annan Creek, and no bears around. But they're moving about, evidenced by a lot of olive green bear scat.
Now they're eating a lot of the sedge. A lot of the sedges, a lot of grasses.
Mark Lutz, editor of the local paper, The Wrangell Sentinel, is new to the bear viewing experience.
Well, I can honestly say I have in person seen more bear scat than bears in my life now.
While the deck and trail are ready to go, there is a major issue. It's not just bears that need a place to do their due.
That's not an official government sign.
The bathroom at the base of the Annan Trail, where visitors would get off of tour boats, is plastered with lime green signs, which read out of order in all caps, with clip art of exploding volcanoes and steaming piles of poop.
We are having complications with getting our toilet pumped. It is really, really challenging because I have to put a pumper truck onto a boat big enough to bring a big truck, and then bring it up here on the high tide, have a tube big enough to, this is a 750 gallon tank. And we have a contractor ready to do it. We went through all the contracting that we had to, and we are just having some real challenges with some of our government programs.
Hauser says that there's a holdup with SAM.gov, the program contractors have to file through to receive federal funds. The toilet desperately needs to be pumped.
Because of COVID years and we had low numbers, we didn't pump it last year. So now we're really full.
And that could impact the visitor season, which officially opens just after the 4th of July.
That's a potential consequence because I don't want to bring people off those cruise boats on a long boat ride. You guys were just on how long that boat ride is. And then have them arrive here and be like, oh, sorry. And we have rule, policy says you can't go off the trail here. So we can't have folks going in the woods for obvious reasons to go to the bathroom.
Once the tank is pumped, Hauser says opening the new deck to visitors doesn't mean the update process is over.
This will be, of course, on small scale, ongoing improvement. You know, as people use it, they'll let us know about little things that, oh, you know, maybe you need backs on your benches for people to sit and lean against, or too much wind comes from the side, so maybe you can have a temporary panel. I mean, just who knows what people will tell us, and we can't address everything people tell us, but we do try to, you know, make it better us all the time.
Annan's viewing season begins July 5th. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.